Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, September 10th, 2025. Last week, when Christy Fowler was here letting us know what's happening with all the fun activities at Belfast Flying Shoes, we had so much that we had to divide it into two pieces. So here are the events that they're having this week and beyond.
Hi, I'm Christy Fowler, and I direct Belfast Flying Shoes, which is an arts nonprofit founded in 2005 with a mission to build community and cultivate well-being through the joy of traditional music and dance for people of all backgrounds and identities here in Midcoast Maine. Our diverse palette of programs for the general public includes things like dances, workshops, concerts, our weekly radio hour on WBFYLP, which is our hyper-local station over here on the other side of the bay. And we even have a podcast featuring contra musicians. We also do have programs for special groups of people, including older adults, incarcerated men, and students and staff at local schools. But what I'm sharing today are three public programs that are produced in partnership with, two of them are produced in partnership with different organizations. This week, Thursday, the 11th of September, we have an English country dance at the UU Church in Belfast. A bunch of things came together in a perfect storm for this program, which is an unusual one for us. A local dancer and Flying Shoes volunteer, Mara McCampbell, is super excited about English country dance. And so this summer, she's been hosting these pop-up dances in outdoor, unorthodox locations here, like a outdoor basketball court in Belfast. And as a dance organizer and a leader, I loved this. So when I heard that these two spectacular dance musicians, Peregrine Road, which is Rachel Bell and Karen Axelrod, who also play for contra dances, when I heard they were going to be in the area, it seemed like, well, we have to host an English dance. So Mara and I will share the calling. It'll be Thursday, September 11th at 7 p.m. And if you get there early, that will be great for the intro section, which is going to get newbie English dancers all set to start up on the right foot. Then a few days later, on Saturday, September 13th, is our second barn dance produced in partnership with Arts in the Barn and the Cushing Historical Society. I'm personally delighted about this dance because it follows a school residency that I'm doing with a phys ed teacher at the Cushing Community School with grades K through five. I'm incredibly excited. And I will call that dance on the 13th with Henry Road, which is John Pranio, Glenn Loper, and Toki Oshima. It happens 4 to 7 p.m., and it features what the Arts in the Barn folks call a groaning board, and that's in at Hathorn Point, 17 Hathorn Point Road in Cushing. And one more thing, at the very end of the month, on September 27th at 4 p.m., we are partnering with the Searsmont Town Library to celebrate the end of the summer with a community dance and a potluck there at the library. That's part of their incredible Live at the Library music series, kind of the end, final culminating of the program. Oh, there might be one more. Anyway, if you haven't been to those programs, you should check them out. I will call that dance, and my dear neighbors, the Clementines, which are Willie and Moon Clementson, they're going to lead an all-comers band, so you can bring your instrument. And that dance is free to the public, thanks to the Searsmont Town Library's funding for their community program, their series. I know it's a fire hose of information, and I was channeling WERU's great DJ Dennis Howard with my speed, but all the details and more are at belfastflyingshoes.org. So grateful for all you do at WERU to help get information out there, and anybody that wants to partner with Flying Shoes, definitely reach out.
That was Chrissy Fowler from Belfast Flying Shoes. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.